This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Michael Perry is back on the show. He's a New York Times bestselling author, humorist, and radio show host from Wisconsin. We had him on the show in May of last year, back on show number 0352, to talk once again about his book, The Jesus Cow. I thought it was time to talk to him again as we approach the holidays. The book is described as a comic yet sincere exploration of faith in the face of the modern world. And Michael joins us on the line via Skype from Wisconsin. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again, too. As I said, we spoke in May of last year. I guess just when your book came out in paperback, I thought it was timely to talk about it now because the holidays are coming up, considering the topic matter. And let's be honest, you sent out a press release.
I'm a self-employed writer, so yeah, you bet. I'll take advantage of any opportunity to talk about my work.
Yeah. So I thought I'd talk to you once again because it was an interesting conversation we had the last time. We spoke in the past on my old radio show about some of your previous books, but when you did The Jesus Cow, this was your first fictional novel, right?
Correct. Yeah, I had not done any novels for adults, and it was my first foray into that area. I enjoyed it. I liked not having to fact check everything. I liked being able to just come up with stuff in my head and put it on the page. I also, as anyone would know who knows me or who is familiar with my earlier books, drew heavily on my own background growing up in rural Wisconsin with cows and whatnot. But I really enjoyed working in fiction.
One of the things that caught my eye again, and this is from your press material, and that is the quote, the line from your book, and I'll share it here. On Christmas Eve itself, the bachelor Harley Jackson stepped into his barn and beheld there illuminated in the straw a smallish newborn bull calf upon whose flank was born the very image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Harley said, that's trouble.
I come from loggers and farmers from northern Wisconsin. And one of the things I've always gotten a kick out of is how they'll look at something that may have great portent or may be trouble, and they'll remark about it, but it's usually in this very understated way. So here this guy looks at this cow and in an instant just realizes, this is really going to change my life. But instead of getting hysterical, he just says, well, that's trouble. And I'm reminded of my brothers run heavy equipment. And I remember one of my brothers running a big backhoe track hoe one time, and a piece broke that literally almost broke the large implement in two. And you're talking about five figures of breakage there. I mean, this is not something where you would buy a new bolt or just weld it up. And so here he has this tremendous breakdown, and my other brother just looks at him and goes, how's that going for you then? So there's just this history of being very understated about big trouble.
The thing that caught my eye about the quote itself is the fact that, and again, you wrote this book a little while ago, but we live in different social times, different political times. Does your book take on a new meaning in the time we live in?
Well, yeah, I think just about everything I've written takes on new meaning. I just got off book tour for a new book I have called Montaigne in Barn Boots, which is about the French philosopher Montaigne. But a lot of that book has to do with me writing about what it's like to live in two worlds where you value philosophy and thought and reflection. And yet I still live in rural Wisconsin. I still live in a place where it's become evident to me recently that, oh, let's say about 70% of my neighbors don't agree with me politically. And so the Jesus Cow is the same thing. It's that idea that I was raised a fundamentalist Christian. I'm an agnostic now, I'm just kind of a bumbling guy. I always say I ain't looking for trouble, I'm just looking. My parents are still in that church I was raised in, and I love them, and I respect them, and I would be nothing without them. That doesn't mean I still believe what they do. And I think the character in the Jesus cow is trying to navigate this. He's trying to be respectful and thoughtful, and yet he's also been put in a spot where he can't pretend to believe something he doesn't really believe. And I think when I look back at the times when I wrote that, and then just so much that has happened just in the last few years, there was a time when I thought you could potentially navigate these things. Lately, I'm a little more nervous about whether you can just get along with folks. I don't have the answer, that's for sure, and I'm going to do my best to do it locally on my own. But yeah, current events are pressing in on all of us, I believe.
With the holiday aspect of the story, also the down-home humor of the characters, both the protagonist and the other characters around him, there's almost a, shall we say, a Frank Capra-esque quality about your writing. Would you kind of agree with that?
Well, with all due respect to Mr. Capra, but it's funny you'd ask that, because just tonight I'm waiting for my wife and my daughters to come home. And so I was raised in this very obscure fundamentalist Christian sect. And one of the things is we didn't celebrate Christmas. It was viewed as a pagan holiday. And so I always joke that I was a member of a Christian sect so severe they were taking the Christ out of Christmas before the secular humanists. But I grew up not really celebrating Christmas. And then over time on my own, I sort of decided I didn't really like how it got overdone. And then I've come full circle to where now I can't wait for my kids to get home, because we're going to go out back and we'll cut a tree and we'll put up some lights and we'll have this lovely thing to look at for the next month. And there's a lot of that in the Jesus cow. I wrote scenes where one of the characters is up in the water tower looking down at this snow-covered town during Christmas. And that's just a frank acknowledgement of my own sentimentality. I still have mixed feelings about Christmas, but I love the beauty of it and the quiet of it and the reflective elements of it. So, yeah, that's definitely a part of the book.
I spoke to you again. It was May of 2016. The book was just coming out in paperback at the time when we last spoke. What's the reaction been since we last talked, which is about a year and a half ago, or a little more than a year and a half?
Well, I'm still waiting for the multi-million dollar movie deal. Hasn't happened yet. But mostly good. It's interesting. There's a certain percentage of my audience. I had a few people who weren't happy with me for writing about this particular topic in this particular way. And I can only respond to them by saying I reserve the right to find humor in all things, religion included. And often the comments that I would get that were negative, just the very nature of the comment made it clear that the person hadn't actually read the book. In general, folks, I think, have liked it. It's one of those, some books you write that don't do well at all, other books you write that do really well. And then there are books like The Jesus Cow, where it's not my best-selling book, but the people who like it really like it. For instance, because of these press releases we just sent out, I've had this little flurry of emails saying, this is my favorite book of all the ones you've written. And so it's interesting. Different people react different ways. I think anyone who, it is one of those books that's filled with a lot of reflection and consideration of very serious theological issues, but it's also just got a bunch of goofy fun in it, too. And because I've never been able to write one, it's got an explosion.
Well, you mentioned that some books sell better than others. What's the process like for you when you sit down to write? I mean, you can't really sit down and say, I'm going to write a bestseller. Do you have to write for yourself first and hope that the audience finds it, as opposed to trying to tailor your writing for an audience that you may or may not have?
I personally have to write something that I care about and I'm invested in. Having said that, when you're in my position, which is my books sell just enough that I can get book deals, but they don't sell so much that I can name my price, I have to first convince the publisher. So I have to, A, find an idea that appeals to me. Then I have to go to the publisher and say, here's my idea, here's how I will create the book, here's the storyline. And then if they say yes, then we move forward. So it does start with, I have to be interested, I have to care. But then there is a very pretty cold-hearted process where the publisher will just say yes or no. Mm-hmm. And then once I'm set free to write, then it's just a matter of sitting down and bringing the thing to fruition.
Well, the book is called The Jesus Cow, and as I said, it's perfectly timed for the holidays, and people can check out your website and order the book, and if they do it before noon central on December 20th, they should be able to get the book in their hot little hands in time for Christmas, so they have between now and the 20th of December if they want to get this book as a gift.
Yep, and the website is sneezingcow.com, sneezing as in sneezing, cow as in cow, all together, no space between that, sneezingcow.com. And the book is also available through your local independents and your regular bookstores. If they don't have it in stock, they can order it. But if you do order it directly from sneezingcow.com, I literally just 30 minutes ago came from the city where they do my distribution, and I signed every copy of The Jesus Cow. So if you order it, it'll be a signed copy.
Excellent. The book is called The Jesus Cow. Michael, thank you very much for being on the program with us once again, and best of the holidays to you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Michael Perry, author of The Jesus Cow. You can go to my website at thestufffile.com, check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0434, and you'll find links to Michael's site where you can order the book before noon central on December 20th, and that will guarantee that it will be in your hands before Christmas. And it will make a lovely gift. All books ordered directly from his website, by the way, are signed by the author. You'll also find links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca where you can order his book directly.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.